go through the Sanskrit myself.
We'll talk about the verse briefly. Make my farewell.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, second canon, chapter 8, questions by King Pritchard, text 25.
Astra pramaram hi bhavan parameshti yathatmabhu apare chanu tishtanti puresham purvajaikatam. Astra,
in this matter,
pramanam,
evidential fact,
hi,
certainly,
bhavan,
yourself,
Paramesi,
Brahma, the creator of the universe.
Yatha,
as
Atmabhu,
born directly from the Lord.
Apare,
others.
Cha,
only.
Amitrishtanti,
just to follow.
Purvesham,
as a matter of custom.
Purvajai,
knowledge suggested by a previous philosopher.
Kritam,
having been done. Translation. O great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original living being. Others follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. It may be argued that Shukadeva Goswami is not the only authority of perfect knowledge in transcendence, because there are many other sages and their followers. Contemporary to Vyasadeva, or even prior to him, there were many other great sages, such as Gautama, Kanada, Kanada, Jaimini, Kapila, and Astavaka. And all of them have presented a philosophical path by themselves. Pantanjali is also one of them. And all these six great rishis have their own way of thinking, exactly like the modern philosophers in mental speculation. The difference between the six philosophical paths put forth by the renowned sages above mentioned and that of Shukadeva Goswami, as presented in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that all the six sages mentioned above speak the facts according to their own thinking. But Shukadeva Goswami presents the knowledge which comes down directly from Brahmaji, who is known as Atmabhu, or born of and educated by the Almighty Personality of God. Vedic transcendental knowledge descends directly from the Personality of God. By his mercy, Brahma, the first living being in the universe, was enlightened. And from Brahmaji, Narada was enlightened. And from Narada, Vyasa was enlightened. Shukadeva Goswami received such transcendental knowledge directly from his father, Vyasadeva. Thus the knowledge being received from the chain of the succession is perfect. One cannot be a spiritual master in perfection unless and until one has received the same by the succession. That is the secret of receiving transcendental knowledge. The six great sages mentioned above may be great thinkers, but their knowledge by mental speculation is not perfect. However perfect an empiric philosopher may be in presenting a philosophical thesis, such knowledge is never perfect because it is produced by an imperfect mind. Such great sages also have their disciplic successions, but they are not authorized because such knowledge does not come directly from the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. No one can be independent except Narayana. Therefore, no one's knowledge can be perfect, for everyone's knowledge is dependent on the flickering mind. Mind is material, and thus knowledge presented by material speculators is never transcendental and can never become perfect. Mundane philosophers, being imperfect in themselves, disagree with other philosophers. Because a mundane philosopher is not a philosopher at all unless he presents his own theory. Intelligent persons like Maharaj Pritchett do not recognize such mental speculators, however great they may be. But hear from the authorities like Shukadev Goswami, who is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the Parampara system, as is specifically stressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Of the translation again, this is Pritchett Maharaj speaking to his spiritual master, Shukadev Goswami. O great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original living being. Others follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. Here, Pritchett Maharaj is tracing the origins of different kinds of knowledge. He's saying that Shukadev Goswami actually has real knowledge, and therefore he's as good as Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is known as Adi Kavi, the original scholar or professor of knowledge in the universe. So, Pritchett Maharaj is saying, Shukadev Goswami, you're as good as Brahma, the original living being, because you are giving the same knowledge that Brahma gave. And where did the knowledge that Brahma gave come from? It's coming from Krishna. So things equal to the same thing are equal to each other on the qualitative platform. If you completely do the work of the Lord, then you are as good as the Lord in quality. Pritchett Maharaj is saying, Shukadev Goswami, you're as good as Brahma because you're doing the work of Brahma. Brahma is the head of this sampradaya, this chain of the simple succession. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. That sampradaya, sampradaya contains Madhva Chaya and Lord Chaitanya. In this way, Pritchett Maharaj is complimenting, praising Shukadev Goswami. What you are saying is coming through the line of the super succession from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas what the others are saying is coming from mental speculators. The others, he said, they follow custom only, as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. That's their tradition. They repeat the words of previous speculators. Where can you trace their knowledge back? To some original speculator within this mundane world. An original speculator with material mind. But what Shukadev Goswami is giving is different. It can be traced outside of the material cosmos. It can be traced back to Krishna, who exists independent from the material cosmic manifestation. Last night, one person was saying at the end that, well, all this knowledge that you're talking about, it has to be in somebody's mind. It has to be of somebody's mind. Therefore, how can it really be effective spiritually when it's something in somebody's mind? Implicit in his statement is the assumption that all kinds of thoughts and knowledge originate from within this mundane universe. He didn't understand that in Krishna consciousness, through Srimad Bhagavatam, we are dealing with thoughts and knowledge that exist, that originates from outside the material cosmos. Therefore, it's not that Bhagavad Gita is just a mental book like somebody else's mental book. I'm sure you've all had some experience studying some of the great philosophers or authors in the Western tradition, literary and philosophical. And you might, some of you might have thought, what am I doing? Spending my time here listening to somebody else's opinion, no matter how well articulated, it's just somebody else's opinion. And if you had that thought while you were studying,
Remember?
I remember when I was in my freshman year at university. So, the final exam for the philosophy class was a question, what is virtue? So I just really got angry, you know, and just, look, you know, what is virtue? Say whatever you like. You know, it's up to whoever says it. So what a crazy question, what is virtue? This all depends on, you know, where your mind is at, what you think virtue is. So therefore, anybody who asks this question is nuts.
No, they didn't fail me. They passed me.
You know, they expected an answer quoting the great acharyas of mundane knowledge. So-and-so says this about virtue, so-and-so says that about virtue. And I just said, look, you know, what a stupid question. Anybody can say whatever they like and call it virtue. It's just somebody's mental trip. That only a foolish person even asked this question. Now, from the material point of view, I was right. Obviously, I had reached the end of material knowledge. I was pointing out, it's all originating from mental speculation. So why are you bugging me about this? Objective, why do I have to come to class and take a final exam about such a silly question? I was offended. I got to get up early in the morning and take this stupid exam with a stupid question. Well, that's basically what I wrote. You've offended me. You're expecting me, I wrote, to quote from the various great philosophers. But who are they? Just look at their lives, I wrote. They're just nuts. What is virtue? Well, you know, it depends on what you think virtue is at the moment, you know? So, they actually passed me. They didn't fail me. It was true what I was saying. I had reached the end of the limit of material knowledge. And I had to find something outside of material knowledge. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam means. The thoughts of Srimad Bhagavatam don't originate within this cosmos. Therefore, you feel such relief and bliss and contentment when you read Srimad Bhagavatam and when you present it to others. Don't be intimidated by someone who says to you, it's just in your mind. It's philosophy, it's words, therefore it's in your mind. That is their limited judgment. They don't know where things have originated. Everything has originated from Krishna, even matter. What to speak of spiritual sound vibration, spiritual knowledge. Everything is coming from Krishna's mind. Okay, we'll agree to that. It's all in someone's mind. Yes, it's all in Krishna's mind. And from Krishna's mind, it emanates. You can say like that. But it's the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam does not originate within material mind. Furthermore, when that transcendental knowledge invades your mind, it spiritualizes your mind. It doesn't become like a material thought rattling around in your head. No. It retains its divine nature, even inside your mind, and it begins to spiritualize your mind. Just like Krishna can appear within this cosmos and still retain his perfection as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, transcendental knowledge, which is not different from the Lord, can enter into your mind and still retain its divine status. So this is what's going on when we are following in disciplined succession and getting the knowledge. The knowledge is coming down from the Supreme Lord through the chain, and then you get it. Krishna consciousness is potent, and it has effect because the knowledge does not originate from material mind. It does not originate from material speculators. It's from somewhere else. That's why it's called transcendental knowledge. It doesn't originate from within the cosmos. I hope that you all become living beacons, exemplars of this transcendental love.
show everyone how to have a spiritual heart, a spiritual intelligence, spiritual life. Krishna consciousness deals with the whole person, how to have a healthy body, how to have a satisfied heart in Krishna service, and how to have a strong intellect, transcendental intellect. All these things are developed through bhakti yoga. You could say the least important thing is the body, but still the body is a machine that allows you to serve Krishna, so you have to take care of it. And through proper application of the processes of devotional service, your heart and intelligence become nourished. Those of you devotees who plan to be serious in Krishna consciousness have to learn how to nourish your heart through bhakti yoga. Especially as you get up in your years in Krishna consciousness, you have to learn how to find transcendental sustenance for your heart. You have to have that experience of getting out of a jam, so to speak, just by chanting Hare Krishna, or just by taking shelter of the Bhagavatam, and you'll never forget that. When in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. And when not in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. Turn to the nine processes of devotional service for your sustenance. And in the association of devotees, one is encouraged to make a spiritual solution to problems. That must have been very nice being here amongst you all. Refreshing for the heart, enlivening for the consciousness. Never seen better here. Please go on just like this. Change the focus now. We just appreciate the guidance that the older devotees are giving. Appreciate them very much. Now we're trying to care for others. Please be very appreciative. Understand their sacrifice and understand how they're making such a wonderful atmosphere for them. Peaceful atmosphere, but it's dynamic. It's not motivated to peace, but dynamic peace. Everyone has the space to develop themselves, but at the same time you have your network of associates. Very good. You can't run away from yourself. You can't use Krishna consciousness as an excuse to hide from yourself. Krishna consciousness is the means for looking at yourself, not hiding from yourself. So unless bhakti has guidance, sometimes we can misuse it to hide from ourselves. Oh, I'm so busy. Okay, but part of being busy is to take a look at yourself. That has to be done. Just like a gardener takes a look at the plant. Are there any bugs on them? Are there any diseases on the plant? A gardener is not just planting and tilling the soil. A gardener is looking at the plants from time to time. Anyone here had a garden before? So yes, you have to look at the plants sometimes, right? Can't say, oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to look at the plants. I'm digging, I'm watering. No. You have to go inspect the plants and see if any strange bugs are on them, unwanted bugs, things like that. Why Lord Chaitanya in Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about the bhakti nata, the creeper of devotion. You gotta watch for the weeds. If you are not careful, the weeds overpower the creeper. This is what happens as you get up in your years of Krishna consciousness. You're inattentive. The weeds overpower your creeper. And then strange things happen. Strange thoughts come and appear to you. Because the weeds, you weren't attentive. So please be attentive to your proper use of your own self. Keep the back of the field. I hope you have it in the room. Everyone has room to keep an eye on their own spiritual development. At the same time, they have a network of devotees to inspire them, help them. Yeah. Thank Carrie for taking this responsibility, sometimes demanding it. Watch dear. Everyone say, honey ball! Carrie's the original lofty. She was made a devotee by three for the Aussies. So she knows more about this kind of operation than actually anyone. Something up in the beginning as we tried to craft this kind of loving trap to capture the wayward kiwis and bring them to Krishna. So we appreciate her effort. She doesn't have to be doing all this. She could be hiding somewhere in seclusion. Make her life easy. That's what I can tell you for you. Maybe something chicken off the ground could be cooked. And then, of course, we want to thank Adam for his guidance of the men's ashram. Haribo! Keeps everything on an even keel and makes sure that everyone is minding their P's and Q's on the path and not getting caught up in, you know, philosophical deviations and lifestyle deviations. We have fewer men now, but I notice they're much more serious. What do you think, too? We need a core of serious ones. If you just load up the inner core of a lot of not serious persons, it becomes a real drag, I think. When things become a bit of a struggle. There can be persons who are not so serious on the edges. But in the core, there should be a strong core. And that helps to purify those on the edges. So we want to thank Adam for his guidance. We continue like this. Doing the right thing, don't change it. Just improve. Much improved, much better than it was before. I can really sense that we're back to Prabhupada's book as the foundation of the central core for reading and distributing and living. I'm very jealous and envious when I feel devotees' attention is wandering to other literature. How can they do that when they have the best? Life is so short, they already have the best. And of course we also want to thank Jen for assisting Carrie rising to the occasion. Contribution is very much appreciated. Haribo! Come a long way. When she stormed out of them, the big program, determined never to see me again. Not easy preaching all the time, but you think it's all roses and flowers, you know. Karen comes up, you know, next, you know, pulls under my. If I ask him, you know, have you stopped smoking? Have you started chanting Hare Krishna? Anyway.
Some days they give you flowers, other days they really throw something at you.
Get out of here. You tell me what to do.
When they Jai Maharaj, I'm eternally your servant. There can never be anything more than this. Next day. This is what it's like. You have to remember that you're doing the job for Krishna. You can't identify with the brain or the blame. You're doing Krishna's work. So you get the blame for Krishna too, not only the brain. You know, the flowers, they're actually offered to Krishna. But you have to take the blame for Krishna too. Because people like to blame others. So your master also gets the blame.
You told me to surrender. You tried to get me to do service. It's all because of you. You told me to follow the regular principle.
Well, generally, you don't say like that. They come up with some of the other excuses. But you got to learn how to deal with that. And Krishna consciousness is emotional, so it's the perfection of emotion, so naturally, you know, we like it when devotees appreciate our efforts, and we don't like it when they blame us. But you have to take all that, learn how to deal with all that. My parents, a mundane example, they have to deal with, you know, watching their children be very dependent and appreciative when they're young, and then when the kids become teenagers, they rebel. And then after they rebel, then 6 years later, oh, you were right. Everything you said was true. Well, you know, you got to deal with all that, you know. You can't just push them away. Why didn't you listen to me 6 years ago? No, you know, okay. Welcome back. But basically, bhakti is about love. But we have to learn how to love. It's about putting our hearts into Krishna's service. You can't serve Krishna effectively without putting your heart into it. So I appreciate that many of you are putting your hearts into your service. That way you're showing great mercy on me, because then Krishna will be pleased if you can put your hearts into your service. Based on hearing and chanting, spreading Prabhupada's mission. So, please keep things in this way. This is the proper way things should be. You have your elders for consulting. You have some questions. The men can talk to you, the ladies can talk to you. Good to have some separation. Clean. There'll be a time for the male female gets together. Single men and single women. You know, don't have to be in such spaces all day, you know? Alright. So Krishna willing, we'll be back at the end of January. It's a short trip this time. So we don't speculate about anything. I'm not a great fan of speculation. Love it some. Concocted way of doing things, concocted way of thinking. Great is right now properly led on course. We have very nice leaders and managers. Let it go on like that. Increase your compassion for others. Increase your ability to bring Krishna consciousness to others, especially through Prabhupada's books. And then you also have to encourage them to read the book. preaching Krishna consciousness is a very personal thing, and you have to put yourself on the line. You can't preach impersonally. You have to be willing to give of yourself. But first, in order to give of yourself, you have to have something to give. All right? Keep up the good work. But you also pray to Gaurinathai that you can be more merciful to others and bring more to Krishna consciousness. We need more serious men. We need more serious men. Not only to marry the serious ladies, but we have to see more serious men. The men have to become more merciful. Bring others into their association. And it's true, we have so many nice, serious ladies. I always wonder who's going to marry them. They always tell me, no, we're not into that. That means they haven't met the right one. So anyway, guys got to attract more serious men so that, you know, quickly train them up and offer them, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we had some brahmacharis come out of here. Yeah. Jarities, you know. Big manager in Melbourne, you know, this bright saffron. He overdyed his car, you know, so it's like, you know, like a bright orange neon sign, you know. He's running around, you know, organizing things. So. So we've graduated many devotees from other things. Adam and Mary, yeah. Very nice, he's planning on opening up some kind of prasad distribution place. Budget restaurant for the temple. Tim and Monica, they're married. Charlene, she's in Perth, she's getting married. Donna, they're in Perth. Talking about her, thank you, Tom. You know, the lady goes, sometimes thinks the grass is always greener somewhere else, but when she got there, then instead of Charlene being around all the time, she realized Charlene had a fiance, you know. So Charlene to talk to all day. But she had to go there to figure that out, you know. Anyway, you go. Looks like by Krishna's grace we've made a nice contribution to Lord Chaitanya's movement. Roberto's still hanging in there with Amitabh. Luke is still there. Top three distributors of North America. He is doing very well. That side is doing pretty well. Well, I feel good that you're making a major contribution to Lord Chaitanya's mission. So now we have to increase. Therefore, we need to pray to Gaurinathai to give us the compassion and ability to attract more people. Don't be selfish. Don't think this environment is meant for you to enjoy. Especially the men. We need more men. I don't expect the ladies to just do all the preaching work. The men have to introduce Krishna consciousness. The more men. Serious men. Not marijuana smokers. Did you give your $60? It's your marijuana budget, $60 a week. Right? Yeah. Right? Or you already spent it for this week's staff. Alright, you gotta give your whole marijuana budget every week. That'll stop it. Right? Won't it? dry up the funds. And at the same time, you'll be doing devotional service. Positive and negative at the same time. You guys get on his case about that. Like, for the walk out the door, you know. Also, keep your eye on Kieran. He's a specialist at that.
Jai Mata. Tandava. Oh, Lord.
As soon as you go out the door, it's business as usual, you know. Right?
Right?
You're right? Adam will keep an eye on that. Famous for making these big displays of Hindu devotion. Then when you pry into what's actually going on, it's all sorts of, you know, shady things. Right? Got excuse me.
Okay, so once again, thank you all for your warm-hearted devotion. Really, it gives me strength.
And I can go around the world, make determination.
Thank you.